Finding a comfortable seat, feeling your sits bone touching the chair you're sitting on, feeling your feet touching the ground, maybe tuning in to the feeling of your right toes on the floor. Now maybe tuning into the feeling of your left toes on the floor. Are you feeling your larger toes, your tippy toes? What kind of toes? Do you have five? How many do you have? Maybe try to tune in to counting each one of them. Taking a deep inhale. Tuning into your breath, going in and out of your chest, feeling the expansion of the breath going through you. Feeling your belly expanding, going back down. Being mindful every time your mind takes you away from the present moment or from being focused on your breath or on the body part, which is also known as an anchor to come back to the present moment. Mindful that you can always use those anchors, such as your breath, different body parts, to come back to what is. Especially when your mind is taking you out of the present moment into the past or future, trying to figure things out, work things out. Taking that deep breath again. As you take that deep inhale, feeling your chest expanding, your belly relaxing, your sits bone touching the floor, the chair you're sitting on, your feet on the ground, your hands touching your knees or your thighs. Today is very much about using your anchor again. I will keep repeating, whether it's our breath or a body part, just like a Jedi sword, like a fierce Jedi sword cutting you out from the past or future. And with that breath, with that body connection, literally cutting through the past or future and landing back into the present moment, into what is. Cutting ourselves from the trance of our thoughts of past, of future, and using that sword or our breath as a way to calm our nervous system and to come back to what is. I'm not asking you to start counting your blessings, but often we know that pain is inevitable, but suffering is always optional. And it's our mind that will tend to create the suffering, comparing, judging, trying to fix. What if everything was exactly the way it should be? Simply enabling ourselves to relax into what is, not using the mind to find a new way to fix ourselves or to compare our situation with the ones of our friends or neighbors or colleagues. Literally, starting to infuse compassion in all of those parts that are longing to be seen, that want to be different. Literally seeing those places, whether it's a feeling of jealousy or of not enoughness, whether it's a strong desire for money or something else, how about infusing compassion into all of those feelings that may create unease in our body? Reminding ourselves that we're exactly where we need to be right now. Like Pema Chodron, the Buddhist Tibetan nun, says, everyone and every situation is a ground for awakening. Knowing that we can never stop outside noise, just like we can never stop our thoughts, all we can do is come back to what is. Inquire when we feel a contraction. Inquire within when we feel judgment, or comparison, or feeling of not enoughness, and going beyond that feeling and wondering, what is it that is causing me that? And literally infusing compassion and watching those feelings of not enoughness or of comparison or judgment. And again, infusing more compassion and holding space for all of it, without needing to change it, without needing to fix it, simply being with it, holding space for it, giving it the love or compassion that we would want to give a child that is suffering or a very close friend. There is always a part of ourselves that can see a situation with beautiful wisdom. And what if that wisdom was simply about being with what is? And again, knowing that that person that is triggering us, whether it's our child or a friend, is only there to wake us up. Wake us up to the part within ourselves that we're not standing up for. Waking us up to the part within that we're not reaching out for, that we're not choosing to see, to hold space for. This is what being triggered is about. And yes, maybe having compassion for the part of us that is still being triggered again and again, and slowly starting to see what is. And through our breath, through that Jedi sword that enables us to come back to the present moment, landing and starting to see what is. Having compassion for the part of ourselves that is being triggered, knowing that it has nothing to do with our child or our colleague or our partner, but everything to do with the part of ourselves that simply wants to be seen. Using your breath to come back to the present moment if your mind is taking you away. And again, feeling your sits bone on the ground. If infusing compassion within yourself is easier by putting a hand on your heart, how about doing that? knowing that you have everything you need right now, remembering that pain is inevitable, but that suffering is always optional. I would like to thank you for your patience. Thank you for using this practice as a way to wake up to the parts of you that want to be seen, as a way to take ownership of your life, stepping out of victimhood, remembering that every situation, every contraction, it's all a ground for awakening, stepping deeper into a peaceful sensation, a peaceful life, and starting to attract and vibrate at a different frequency. Whether you choose to believe this or not, everything is energy, and what we radiate will come back to us. So when we think we need something, we vibrate from a position of lack. When our cup feels full, where we're filling ourselves up with compassion instead of expecting a certain behavior from others, then we don't even get triggered by others when we give ourselves what we're expecting of others to give ourselves. We maybe realize that they suffer like we have suffered. And with the compassion we put in our own suffering starts to ripple into the suffering of others. And we start seeing things differently. Meditation is a way to change our perspective from one of victimhood to one of empowerment. On this note, may we all feel empowered. May we all feel joyful. May we all feel peaceful. And may we all feel alive. I dedicate this meditation to my niece that was born today, beautiful Elia Violeta Drake Candiotti, wishing you a peaceful and gorgeous life. Thank you and amen.